Well, here it is, Monday afternoon, and we are in the studio with someone who has really come up through the ranks, Mr. Lee Ray. How are you, friend?
Hey, Judy Duke. I'm great.
Good to see you. Good to have you here
today. And to hear you.
And to hear me, huh? Well, you usually can hear me wherever you find me, so because my mouth's that big. But anyway, delighted to have Lee with us. Lee, you've done a lot of radio yourself in your past, have you not?
Back in the day, I did host a morning show for about 11 years. So I did do that, yes. So
among other things.
Among other things.
You're kind of like me.
At the same time. Yeah. So I'm used to this and still occasionally, because all you nice radio hosts will call me to come visit. So.
Well, and that's a good thing. You know, because you are a fellow who you have done many different things in your career. And I know at one time you were with WCTE. I never really did quite understand what you did. but right now you have a very prestigious job, in my humble opinion, and other people too. You are employed. This is like a second time you have been employed, is it not,
by Tennessee Tech? So I was with Tech for 13 years. I started there in 1991 and worked to 2004 before I went to work for the radio group that I worked for at that time till 20. So I've been back at Tech 2 full years.
And what is your title?
Currently Chief of Staff for President Oldham.
Ooh, so, aren't you glad it's not for President Trump?
That would probably be a very entertaining job. Mine's entertaining, but
just
that
say
would
the
be,
least.
Yes, I can. I'm not sure how many he's had a couple, right?
Yeah.
I think.
I wouldn't feel real secure in any job in Washington these days, I don't think.
Oh, so. No. I would never want to work in Washington.
So
I couldn't.
You're not interested in politics?
No. It'd be too. I mean, I'd be. I'd like to say entertaining, but I don't know. That's not really a nice word to say about it, because it's serious business.
It is serious business.
I don't know how we get things fixed up there, all the way around for everybody. I don't know that anybody's on the
right. I don't know if anybody's on the right track.
No, I'm not sure. So it's a bigger problem than, I guess, I mean, I'm one to take on anything, but I don't know that I have a solution for that. And you can't really start over.
Right. He's going to clean the swamp. And now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against. I have respect for any person who's president of the United States. And I would like to think that everybody in this country would feel the same way, but they don't. And you know that as well as I do. But you are the chief of staff for
educational environment.
Yeah. Is that a new position?
New as such, yes.
New title.
New title, yeah. So.
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. I just bringing together all my skills to help make things happen at the university and still for Cookeville. Of course, that's a great partnership, so I do my part to continue making things happen jointly between the university and the community and the whole region. President Odom's a great guy to work for.
How many staff members does Odom have?
There's just three people in there in the office. As far as working directly in the office, I mean, of course.
Him and his administrative assistant and you?
And we have a front desk support person, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But in that position, who all are you over? Everybody at the university? I mean,
no, I wouldn't say that. Really, just I serve his office.
Okay.
And then work with all the vice presidents and the executive top level people primarily. But anybody that needs my assistance, I'm happy to help out.
So, oh, that's Lee Ray. That's kind of like your mama, Netta Jenkins. She helps out the world sometimes.
Yes, my mom's a great lady. She does. I don't know if I can live up to that. But yeah. So
you're on your way.
What?
You're on your way.
So managing projects for his office and making sure staying on top of the strategic planning for the university in terms of making sure we're on the right direction, the right path, things like that. If a lot of community relationships and answering questions for people in the community that need assistance or need pointed in the right direction on campus and the day-to-day operations, which can be meetings, a lot of meetings. So you listen a lot, which I'm happy to do. And then
you sleep
present
ever?
Present solutions.
Never mind. Don't answer that.
Not on work. Definitely not during work. So it's great. We've been working recently on the new strategic plan for the university, which will be presented to the board this summer. So that would be the next 5-year plan or 5 to 10 year plan for the university and focus. Of course, there's a lot of construction projects.
So, boy, yeah, a lot.
Master planning and new buildings on the horizon, new things in the planning stages that'll be revealed and rolled out in the next couple of years. New academic programs. We have a lot of new staff on campus, two new vice presidents, vice president for enrollment, Brandon Johnson. He comes to us from the Midwest. And then Lori Bruce is our new provost and vice president for academic affairs. She comes to us from Mississippi State. And she's a Tennessee lady born down in Lincoln County, grew up in Lincoln County.
What's the county seat of Lincoln County?
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Yes. Uh-huh. But she said she grew up closer to Lynchburg. She grew up out in the country.
She grew up down there in
near Moore County, but in Lincoln County.
Jack Daniels country, as we know.
So they both joined us recently, so working with their initiatives in terms of building enrollment. Mm-hmm. Of course.
What's enrollment at Tech now?
10,500.
Okay.
That's where we are currently.
Oh, wow. Pretty good.
Yes. So looking for a good enrollment for this fall freshman class coming in. Mm-hmm. Of course, the dynamics of higher education have changed with Tennessee Promise because that has pulled freshmen away from the four-year universities, obviously, as if, you know, for the students who would prefer to go to community college. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, for a lot of those students, not that that's the point of our conversation, but just to throw it in there, Tennessee Promise is a last dollar scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to fill out your financial aid and you get all your financial aid package, and then whatever is remaining, then the Tennessee Promise covers.
Okay.
So, for a lot of students, that could be $300 or $400.
Yes.
So, it's highly possible for a lot of those same students, you could end up in the same situation at Tech in terms of you might only owe $300 or $400.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a scholarship necessarily to cover that, but it might not cost you that much, or depending on your financial aid package, might not cost you anything.
Sure.
So, but the Tennessee Promise, it's a great program for Tennessee, but just everybody knew that would pull freshman students from the four-year universities.
Tell me what Lee Ray does in his downtime.
Sports would take a lot of my time, probably. I don't know that
you like
I have
all
a
sports?
Favorite sport necessarily. Okay. I mean, pretty much any sport, you know, whatever's in season. So,
mm-hmm.
of course, huge Tennessee Tech sports fan. Of course, our baseball team is doing fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they're winning.
We won 28 in a row at one time, and now we've won 32 of our last 33 or something like that.
Wow.
So, 41-6 on the season. So, just a couple more weeks of the regular season, then tournament time comes. But we're very proud of the baseball team. Huge publicity and coverage for the university. So I've been out mm-hmm. there watching them some. And we just beat Vanderbilt Tuesday night. So that was a big win.
Go Eagles.
Yeah,
lift
exactly.
those wings.
So, yeah, wings up. So, yeah, so football, baseball, basketball. Right now, hockey, of course, with the Predators.
Mm-hmm.
So excited.
You've seen the Preds play?
I've not seen them this year.
Okay, but you have seen.
Oh
them in
yes,
the past.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. But I've not been this season.
Well, go Preds.
Go Preds.
Got that game tonight. Yeah, with the is it the Jets?
Winnipeg. Yes.
Winnipeg. They're the Jets, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but the Predators and then football be rolling around pretty soon.
Yep. They've had spring practice already, and
and my Braves are doing good. Right now.
Like those Braves, huh?
Right now. So that's the first. Well, that's the first, I guess, other than for pro teams, that's the first team I can remember following.
What about tennis? Yeah. I know you've got nieces that are
My whole family is tennis. So I watch on television, I would watch the major tennis tournaments mm-hmm. when they play like Wimbledon and mm-hmm. U.S. Open and things. But as far as I don't watch a lot of tennis on TV, I do have nieces that play for Central Magnet
and
School in Murfreesboro.
They're good
so,
at it, from what
well,
I tell.
I think they're good.
Your mom's husband taught them probably everything they know.
Yes,
yeah,
and my sister played tennis at Tech. Yes, mm-hmm. so the whole family tennis oriented. So they, but they're yes, they've played tennis their whole lives. They're doing good. They have a good season right now. So
yeah, that's great. Will the younger one think
she plays tennis? I don't know if she'll be.
As gung ho as the older two.
We'll have to see if she plays volleyball also. So
yeah,
we'll
she just won something,
that.
Didn't she, with her volleyball or something? Did I see something?
I don't know. I think that was just maybe the start of volleyball camp.
Maybe it was. Maybe that's what
yeah,
I saw. Something
saw
that
Facebook.
Her mom put
yeah.
on Jill Jenkins Spate. Is that how she says her last
yes.
name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's her sister lives in Murfreesboro.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you have the sports. Now, before we went on the air, you said something about Alexis.
Alexa.
Alexa. See, I know so much about all this stuff. Alexa.
You're talking about an artificial intelligent assistant.
And you have one.
Well, I do. My sister and brother-in-law gave me one for Christmas. So I have the Echo Dot version. So it's the little version. So but you want my philosophy on them or what?
I do. I don't know what you think about this kind of technology.
Well, I don't know. Like, as far as I do, I'm a big believer in smart homes. I think that's definitely the way of the future. But now wiring your home with Alexa or a Google Assistant or Siri or any of those things, that's kind of complicated to do. I mean, I don't know that that's the best route to go, hooking all the lights into Alexa and connecting all your Alexa. That's not what I do with it. But I do think down the road people will build their homes.
What do you do? I mean, I don't even know how it works. You ask her to do something?
You just play music or
what,
give you
the
news.
With Alexa? Is it like a radio or you say, Alexa, I want to listen to Judy?
You would just say,
Local Matters.
Well, you could if you all are programmed to be, but maybe not.
Oh, well,
not.
I don't know if we are or not.
Right,
I told
but you
I
could
don't.
Say, listen to 70s music or play Billy Joel on Pandora or, let's play.
Well, shoot, why don't you want to turn in your lights on?
Well, you'd have to connect that to your lights. I'm just saying you'd have to have one connected to your lights.
Okay, so you can connect them to whatever you want them connected.
You
run my bathwater.
But you'd have to have a number of them, if your house is unlocked. Yeah.
Okay. So well, I don't believe what I need that for. I've got a husband that can run my bathwater. We're talking today with Mr. Lee Ray, the fella that we know from the radio and we know from Tennessee Tech. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to what our sponsors are and support them. We'll be right back. We are back now from that little break talking to Mr. Lee Ray, the next to the head guy.
Well,
that's what I call you at Tennessee Tech.
I don't know if we want to say that, but that's okay. Oh, no. But yeah, so we're having fun. We're talking Alexa and what else? We're talking about sports. And
yeah, we talked about what you did in your free time. And
oh, yeah.
Sports.
So sports to a large extent. A lot. Now, I have, as everybody, anybody that knows me, I've always been involved in the community a lot.
Yes, you have.
Or even when I didn't work at Tech, I was involved with the university. So I go to a lot of events related to community and university activities.
Yes, you do.
So I don't consider, so yeah, a lot of times I'm doing
I see
the,
you in the paper. I see you
oh
in
no we don't
spots.
Want to say that but
yeah,
but
well,
I was gonna say so a lot of the time in the evenings or weekends I'm doing those sort of things and a lot of times that's sort of you're on and you want to do your best representing whatever so my spare time isn't a lot
but it's probably
so
you have
going
very
home
little.
And just being able to just chill by myself watching television
or listening
a game
to music or
listening to Alexa yeah is fun. That's what I I read some, not as much as I used to.
I was gonna ask
well
you,
I read a
read?
Lot but I read differently, whereas you used to have to pull a book down to read it. I do a lot more reading on a tablet or the web or
I read
my
both.
Phone,
Yeah.
So, I do a lot of my, but it's, I think there's I was always a big newspaper reader, Well, and I still am, but the ability to be able to.
I bet
to
you read it online, don't you?
The local paper, I still read a hard copy of that, but the rest of them I do. But the thing is, you can read newspapers from all over the country or the world. So I think that's great. So I just randomly, find cool little newspapers to read and, whatever that might be, Alaska or Barrow, Alaska, the northernmost town in the U.S., which now has a different name. It has a native name, so I don't know what that is. But some people are familiar with Barrow. But they, they're way out on the 300 miles within the Arctic Circle.
True.
So, yeah. So, but they actually have a newspaper, so I read that occasionally.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I follow a lot of these on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, so you can get the headlines and get the stories. So the cool stories, you can just click on the post and read it. And then find out whatever, some kind of interesting story to talk about or share. I was trying to think of something this morning I read, but mostly I was just catching up on local things today. So
today was the catch up on
local
stuff.
Today was the local
stuff.
Day. Well, you never know how much is out there, right?
So yeah, you got that right. But let me ask you this. We've talked about you having 11 years in radio.
Oh, yes.
What was the most embarrassing thing you ever did? You did live shows. Do you remember one that just you wanted to crawl under the table or fall in the hole?
I can't really remember anything I mean, there might have been something. I'm sure there was, but I wasn't embarrassed, but one of the more memorable moments.
Okay, that'll work. Memorable moment.
My co-hosts remember was this was back when Miley Cyrus was first. She'd done that movie down in Columbia, and she had the movie The Climb.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was at the top of the charts. We were a top 40 station.
Right.
And but Billy Ray Cyrus, her dad of former country fame, decided that's when he was going to try to make a big comeback. So he had a country album out, and we also had a country station there. So he had come in to visit. They live in Nashville. Or he does. So he had come in to stop and just talk. So we said, hey, why don't, we can talk about Miley. Why don't you come on the top 40s? And he was like, yeah, that'd be cool. So he came over there. And so one of the things
came to the radio station you were involved with.
Okay. Right. So we just thought we'd talk to him about Miley and top 40 music, her music.
Sure.
And so one of the things I used to do was I would sing. I just would sing on air because I like to sing. I don't know if we broke any copyright rules there, but probably didn't sing it well enough for anybody to recognize it. So her song The Climb was out at the time. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I would sing that for Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and he didn't appreciate it very much.
Are you kidding me?
No,
why?
Maybe because I didn't represent it well. I'm not sure. So
did he say something ugly?
He didn't say anything, but you can see his face in the video. We videoed it, and it was like, what are you doing? But anyway, so it didn't bother me, but I don't know if it bothered him. But that might be a memorable moment. But I can't say there was anything that I was like embarrassed that, I mean, we were just very cautious and didn't. I mean, I can't think of anything I said inappropriate or anything like that during the time.
I wish I could say that. I can. Whatever comes out of my mouth.
I know I said things that were, probably dumb to say or got things mixed up, but nothing, I guess, that was,
really humiliated you.
Nothing that I would have, Nothing that, they jerked me off the air for, so. But it's
well,
fine.
I've never been jerked off the air that I know of. But a lot of people have trouble with the microphone being in just
a
microphone.
But it's just like talking to one person. That's
it
all
is.
You think about. Like you're just talking to somebody across from you or somebody out there you talk about and you think about. And, I loved it just because you get a chance to impact people today.
I was surprised that not that you did well with it. What I was surprised was that you enjoyed it as much as you said.
Oh, yeah. I just enjoyed you. We were morning, so you got up every morning knowing you could impact people, create a positive day for them, and help them, send them on their way, and you can change the world like that. So, when you're talking.
You think about changing the world?
Of course. That's the whole point. We're all here, right?
Changing the world?
Yeah, to make it a better place.
Well, that's true. That's true. Make it a better. You might not be a bad politician.
I don't know if that. Oh no, we don't want to say that. So,
talking today with Lee Ray, who may be Tennessee's next governor, or
Judy's trying to make me that.
I'm trying to get you into politics. You're a happy camper.
I just love every, and I've been blessed with some fantastic jobs over the years.
You have.
And always a chance to just make a difference. What I want to do is just make a difference for our community and our university, and I've always had the opportunity to do that. So I can't complain about the wide range of things I've done.
I've had other people on, and you find that a lot, that there are a lot of people who... I started out in teaching and branched out to many different things.
And
but
you've
I've
always
loved
made
all
a difference, yes. And you've always made a difference.
Well, I don't know if I've made a difference, but I sure have had fun. I'll say that.
Well, that's making a difference, too. But you have through the years, Judy, when you were a teacher. And
Now, we're not going to talk about Judy. We're going to talk about Lee. But I thank you for your comments. Oh, I do.
No, but I mean that sincerely.
Thank you. And I know you do. And I appreciate your thoughts there. But, you know, I think it's important. And I say this a lot on this program that and I talk to majority of the people I talk to are go-getters. They're interested in community. They donate their talents and time, which is something you have done and continue to do for this area, the Upper Cumberland. And I think that's great.
I think it's important. We all receive so much. You know, we need to give a
We're
little
so
bit
lucky,
back.
Aren't we?
It is. I don't know how you can complain.
Lucky's not the word. Yeah, we're blessed in this country so much so than other places.
So there's, it's great. It's awesome.
So, So what's your next?
My next thing to do? I got to get back to the office and get some work done.
I don't mean that. I mean on out here.
My next, probably be, I don't know, just for the next 10 or 15 years, keep, you know, pushing our university further and farther to greater heights, which helps this whole region. You know, whatever works great for Tennessee Tech is going to work great
for the region. You're
and raise up the quality of life throughout the area for all people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very important to do. And then, you know, after then I get to retirement, which 10 or 15 years.
You got a ways to
down
go.
Down the road. That's all. Going to be still a while, but I think, you know, I wouldn't mind going back and doing a radio show, or, you know, writing.
You like to write?
Yep.
I've
always
written.
I didn't
know that about you.
So probably one of those things, just enjoy life.
Enjoy your life, huh?
You know, so still be involved.
Stay involved in it. There you go.
Yeah.
You certainly have been involved.
You
got to
keep going. You spoke about my mom earlier. She's still going strong at 80, so
don't tell your mother's age online.
You know, she won't care. But you know, that's the secret, I think, to a lot of people. Their success in life is you just keep going and you go strong, and
you're very much like your mother
in
that respect.
You know, I think you just you keep living.
You're gonna have to twist her arm because I'm trying to get her
to come on the show. I know. I'll tell her she needs to come on.
Yeah. Do you have influence?
We just need to hide a microphone and don't let her know she's on the air.
That would be the best because she can talk a blue streak.
Yeah, or let her talk about her granddaughters. Then she might come and do that.
Or the White Plains.
White Plains,
she worked diligently over the years.
Yes, appreciate all good taking that on and going to develop it into
a
museum.
That's what I wanted her to come in and talk about.
Yes,
you know?
So we'll work on that.
Yeah, work on her. And she says, well, talk to Mark Dudney, and I says, well, he's on my list. I have a pretty long list of folks to talk to.
Judy knows everybody in town.
No,
so.
Judy doesn't.
And I don't know if she knows everything they've done or not. But
I try to make it my business. No, I don't know.
That could make for an interesting show.
Boy, it could, couldn't it?
Yes.
But then they might cut me off. Greg would just hit the stop button.
No, they wouldn't. Your ratings would skyrocket.
I don't know about that. I don't know what my ratings are. I don't need to know. They will keep me if they want me to continue. And the folks out there that's listening, I hope we can entertain you, inform you, and make you have a smile as you cook dinner or drive home. Lee, we're going to have to say goodbye to you, which I hate
that
to
is
do.
Okay. Well, you'll see me again.
Oh, I know I will. And but thank you so much for coming
thank
and being
you,
on Local Matters this afternoon. You're a great guy. You've been fun
appreciate
talking
Stonecombe
to
Stonecombe's service to the community and providing these opportunities for people to hear about what's happening in our community.
Yeah, and about people that we may see on television, on WCTE, or in the newspaper or something, and all they know about him is, he works at Tech. He's always in the paper or something like that. Now, we've seen I've seen it, but the radio audience has heard it, of people, what they're like, what their hobbies are, what they enjoy doing. So thank you. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you, Judy.